by Sampling. Sampling the wealth of music and sound effects available on Audio Fidelity Stereo Discs, you can take a trip around the world without leaving your easy chair.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
It's my show. I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to trip like I do.
I never stopped loving you. Not for one second.
Where is it? I've never heard any music like this in my life before. And if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Boy, hey. of time.
Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right, it's not just a radio program, it's a sound collage. With audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Let me tell you, a non-freeform radio station wouldn't let me do the kind of stuff that I bring to you every week here on our 91.5 FM airwaves. Tonight, our theme, because we've always got a theme, whether it's a plastic sushi, strawberries and thyme, or a Tears of the Gods sound collage. Yes, we've always got a theme. And tonight, it's called Those Crazy Canucks. As we celebrate the music of Canada, in particular, Tears of the Gods always has a feature, a featured artist, a featured album. And we've got two features for you this evening. The progressive rock band Rush, who have gone through so many phases, kind of Led Zeppelin-ish heavy metal at the beginning of their careers, and then, well, so many different styles. But they have been around for decades, originally founded in 1968, and they're still going. And then we've also got the Canadian Electronica Collective, Brand Van 3000. And, well, we started off the show with the bilingual version of O Canada, performed by the government of Canada. Yeah, we'll give them credit. And then we heard from Brandvan 3000 and Rainshine off of their Glee album. And in fact, Glee is our featured album this evening because that's where I found all of the Brandvan 3000 songs that I'm going to play for you. And then a very cool cover of our theme from last week. Yes, Rush performing their cool cover version of Summertime Blues. Originally written by Eddie Cochran. And our theme last week was Summertime Blues, where on that Tears of the Gods show, we had not a featured band, but a featured song. Four different versions of Summertime Blues. So my ambiance this evening, backing me up right now, is La Boutine Souriante with the Real de Forgeron. And of course, well, I don't know about of course, but I can't speak French at all, and I don't have a very good clue on how to exactly pronounce the phonemes in the words. So if you know French, you can have a lot of fun with me mispronouncing, but I will forge ahead no matter what. Yes, my ambiance this evening is all from the Rough Guide to the Music of Canada. And, well, some other things I wanted to just say is that besides being all incredible musicians, the trio that is Rush, in particular, Neer Peart, their drummer, is one of the absolute best rock drummers ever. He's like Jimi Hendrix. If you go to any lists that people make up, he's either going to be number one, two, or three. And I'd urge you, if you aren't one to particularly listen to drummers, listen to the drums in the Rush songs tonight, because he is just outstanding. And, let's start off with an absolute classic from Rush, from their 1976 album 2112. The whole first side of the album was an extended piece called 2112, going to a dystopian future about a place where the priests, the technological priests, control everything, taking care of all the people's needs. And then a young man discovers this guitar, actually, and he figures out how to tune it and compose it. And then he brings it back to the priest saying, look at this wonderful thing I found. And they're like, ah, that's the evil that was the past, and we've got to destroy it. And, it takes a whole album side to go through that. And I'm going to play for you the first two pieces, parts of it, the 2112 Overture and the Temples of Syrinx. And then we're going to hear a little bit more of another selection from the Rough Guide to the Music of Canada, Brandvan 3000, and another epic piece from Rush, La Villa Strangiato, will follow that. It's going to be a real rockin' show this evening as we listen to those crazy Canucks. Oh yeah, my audio clips from who knows where. We're going to have in particular the Kiefer Sutherland. And he was the star of 24 and also the incredibly talented actor, writer, comedian, and musician Dan Aykroyd is in our mix. So, well, stay tuned for that. This is 2112. On the Tears of the Gods sound collage on WMFO in Medford, comes Freeform Radio. Thank you.
So he passes down his philosophies on life to me, and I sort of wait them out. Company coming around tonight. Even Catherine O'Hara's come by to say hello. You really want to know? Well, I tell you, I'll have to pour myself another little moonshine. Here we go. It was a sweet and frosty May in the town of Thunder Bay when Dale and Wendy Day went out to Sweetbrush Lake. Found a weeping willow, sit down, do the Thunder Bay of go-go. Well, the wind was real soft. Poor little Wendy just had to break. Later on that month, Dale went for pepper lunch at the We're All In This Together diner. Yeah, the pea soup was fine, the corn cob on time. Chili dogs even finer. But the real reason was that Wendy was working counter. Those two little kids just couldn't get enough of each other. Dale broke out like a man and said, Wendy, I think I won't take your hand. We'll make little children live beyond the sand. In respect to the clouds and the colony of your eyes, that day we made love, I'm gonna call my little child Amber Jones.
Hey,
what's it like being pretty? Now everyone knows that if you're going to run a successful cafe, you have to hire the prettiest waitress. Amber turns out, has been working at the Pepper Lunch Cafe, just like her mother did 20 years earlier. And it boils down to this very simple doctrine given by Ralph Habersham, the owner. Ralph says the customer is always right. The customers here are mostly men, and though it don't seem, from table 2 to 16, all men do is dream of falling in love, just like women. Now watching from table 20 was a man from New York City who was most impressed with Amber's poses. He said, "Come over here, missy, I got the kind of proposition, that is, if you're willing to listen."
Hey, supermodel, set the rest of us free.
She was just everywhere. I mean, little girls wanted to be like her. Little boys wanted to be with her. And even mothers somehow altered their physique just to be a little close to what Amber represented. One day, Amber, like the Sweetbrush Diner, where she used to work out, really missed those coconut cake cucumbers. Made out with one giant missile on the top of her forehead. Poor little Amber couldn't do a thing about it. And her poor career went kind of downhill as the people outside of her hotel room penthouse cried out. Well, you know what they cried out.
Hey, supermodel,
sing along with me, down. What's it like being a teen dream?
Shackles, shackles, shackles on my heart. I loved you from the very first day from the start, but you left, called theft of the heart. Bring me back the spark. Pretty girl, pretty princess, let us let, bright lights in the glitter, the shine of the night, right? Dreamed of the city cause you dreamed of flight, but it's timber. Watch these trees that are falling. Pretty little princess with no one to call. It's a small town now, girl, that doesn't seem so small. First love, fifth grade, first kiss at the mall. With me, y'all, check it with degree. Bring it back on the MIC, cause the man's on his knees. Small town ways in the G's from grade. Bring it back sunny days, wheeze it, praise, haze. Y'all tripping through the maze every day in the mind. Want the grape from the vine that was mine. Come back, y'all, to the very first day that we met, cause I must call it theft, y'all. Protection and selection of my memories. Poet on the mic with degrees saying please. Princess, y'all, my supermodel girl. Bring it back, pretty princess, cause I like to rock your world one time. Smooth, sweet like wine.
This is the last chance you've got to talk to me before I have to hurt you.
You're tuned into the Tears of the Gods sound collage, only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts freeform community and sometimes educational radio. Our theme this evening is Those Crazy Canucks, as we hear exclusively from Canadian musicians. And in particular, we've got two featured bands for you, Rush and Brand Van 3000. And we began that last set with the overture and the second movement of 2112, The Temples of Syrinx. And that was from Rush's epic 1976 album, 2112. The whole first side was 2112. Quite a story. Inspired a bit by Ayn Rand, who Neil Peart, their drummer and lyricist, went through a period of being extensively into her and inspired by her. And in fact, in college, I got sucked into that as well. And somewhere along the course of getting my philosophy degree, along with my computer science degree, I found a bunch of holes in her philosophy, particularly her epistemology. And the cracks turned out to run deeper. But Neil Peart is one of the finest drummers in rock, disputed by really nobody. If you look, yes. So I hope you've enjoyed and continue to enjoy, particularly listening to his drums. He's no Phil Rudd, like the drummer from AC/DC, Phil Rudd. Just imagine as the music is playing, kind of going along and playing the drums a bit. A lot easier to do with Phil Rudd and AC/DC. And then we heard from Heart Rouge, Japhet Unrive, from The Rough Guide to the Music of Canada. And then our other featured artists, Brand Van 3000, that Canadian collective, Supermodel, from their Glee album. And then we finished off with another epic from Rush, La Villa Strangiato, a all-instrumental piece from their Hemispheres album. And backing me up right now is Zubat and Dawson and Ed's Wake. So I wanted to let you know about Art Beat, which is happening tomorrow in Davis Square. It's one of the largest art festivals in New England, and it takes over Davis Square from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. tomorrow. The Art Beat Festival features more than 25 live performances, music, dance, shows for kids, and quirky stuff that's hard to categorize. But it'll be fun, I'm sure. There's something for everyone. Expert hula hoopers, crowd-oriented salsa lessons, and good old-fashioned rock and roll, to name a few. Davis Square will be filled with more than 75 craft vendors, food stalls, there'll be activities for kids. And this year's theme is Flip, a celebration of all things upside down. And I bet some people will be going really crazy with that theme. So yeah, Art Beat takes place tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. in Somerville's Davis Square. Tomorrow, Saturday, July 14th. And this has been a message from the Somerville Arts Council and your live performance loving friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. So, we've got another long set coming up for you. And we're going to be hearing, of course, from our two featured artists, Brand Van 3000 and Rush. And also another selection from The Rough Guide to the Music of Canada. And and I hope you like it. Let's start off this next set right now with, well, Brand Van 3000. exactly like me. Here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
It's just a wildlife.
Stomach starts to digest it. I pull it out, taking your stomach lining with it. Most people, they take about a week to die. It's very painful.
Life. Environmental change.
You've never been out of college. You don't know what it's like out there. I've worked in the private sector. They expect results.
Dans mon chemin rencontre une jolie demoiselle la guidée. Matapa, yamatou, matatitou, matchoum, matapa, yamatou, matatitou, la guidée. Je lui ai demandé si elle était à marier. Je lui ai demandé si elle était à marier.
Je lui ai demandé si elle était à marier. Je lui ai demandé si elle était à marier.
Non, non, répondit-elle pas avec un hôtelier, la guidée. Matapa, yamatou, matatitou, matchoum, matapa, yamatou, matatitou, la guidée.
Matapa, yamatou, matatitou, matchoum, matapa, yamatou, matatitou, la guidée.
Car avec sa bouteille, me saouler, car avec sa bouteille il pourrait me saouler.
Car avec sa bouteille il pourrait me saouler. Car avec sa bouteille il pourrait me saouler.
Je sac ma bouteille en route sans mon métier la guider. Matapa, yamatou, matatitou, matchoum, matapa, yamatou, matatitou, la guider.
Matapa, yamatou, matatitou, matchoum, matapa, yamatou, matatitou, la guider.
Métier je serai marié. Sans ce petit métier je serai marié.
Sans ce petit métier je serai marié. Sans ce
petit métier
je serai marié.
Avec les plus belles filles qu'il y a dans le quartier, la guidée. Matapa, yamatou, matatitou, achoum, matapa, yamatou, matatitou, la guidée.
Matapa, yamatou, matatitou, achoum, matapa, yamatou, matatitou, la guidée.
Elle a des sourcils d'or, des beaux cheveux bouclés. Elle a des sourcils d'or, des beaux cheveux bouclés.
Elle a des sourcils d'or, des beaux cheveux bouclés. Elle a des sourcils d'or, des beaux cheveux bouclés.
Et beaucoup d'autres choses que je peux vous nommer, la guidée.
Matouma, achoum, matouma, Batouma, la guidée, Batouma, Achoum, Batouma, la guidée, Batapa, Yamatou, Matantitou, Achoum, Batapa, Yamatou, Matantitou, la guidée, Batapa, Yamatou, Matantitou, Achoum, Batapa, Yamatou, Matantitou.
Stop this insanity, please. By the time I'm finished with you, you're gonna wish you felt this good again.
Do I stress you out? My sweater is on backwards and inside out, and you say hi.